people. You look more like the whole 1%.
The logo for today's march was designed by Kansas City graphic artist David Westman. His design was selected as the result of a nationwide competition. It features a silhouette of the Capitol building and the pink triangle. That's the symbol that identified gay prisoners in Nazi Germany.
You know, Garrett, it's often been said that looking at the past will open our eyes to the present. And we wanted to take a moment to reflect on the history of gay and lesbian activism and the events that led to this 1993 march.
Our movement has many beginnings, but gays and lesbians have been addressing their concerns here in Washington for many years.
You're all outlaws in the eyes of America.
The catalyst of the gay-lesbian movement was Code 10450. That's the statute that prohibited gays and lesbians from getting government security clearances. A handful of civil servants picketed the White House in 1969. The seeds of gay and lesbian discontent had been sown.
The struggle goes on. Eventually we will win. And all the president has to do is, the governor, is to turn the pages of history a little faster.
10 years later, San Francisco Supervisor Harvey Milk challenged gay and lesbian Pride Day participants to take their anger and outrage to the nation's capital. The first mass march on Washington attracted only about 40,000 people. And then in 1987, 750,000 lesbians and gay men convened on a clear October day here in the nation's capital to educate, to celebrate, and to liberate.
We have some interesting statistics to report on the march. Compared with the 1993 inauguration, where there were 800,000 people in town and 80% of the hotels were booked, well, this event, you cannot get a room in town anywhere.
Every hotel is booked. In fact, a friend of mine told me in order to get a hotel room, he had to go past Baltimore. Now, that's a long way.
Because of the number of people here, the march weekend has been compared to President Clinton's inauguration. But there's something besides the sheer numbers that these two events have in common, and that's a lot of stars.
Please give a big, warm, phenomenal welcome to Judith Light.
The stars came out today, so to speak. They came out to support gay and lesbian civil rights, to mourn the lack of funding for the AIDS crisis, and to do what celebrities do best, attract national media that will take these images beyond the Washington Beltway and into America's heartland.
She starred in Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. She was a co-star of Kathy and Mo show on HBO. And she's starring with Bette Midler in Hocus Pocus, coming out July 17th. Can we have a really big hand for Kathy Najimy?
Do you worry that by aligning yourself closely with a movement like this, that you in any way jeopardize your future?
Absolutely not. My future isn't based on show business or entertainment. I've been political since I was 14 years old, and the movies came just a couple of years ago, and my politics are much more important to me than any movie could ever be.
Please have a wonderful American welcome to Sir Ian McKellen.
Actor Sir Ian McKellen addressed the crowd. He's the first openly gay British citizen to be knighted. He has been universally praised for his most recent stage appearance as Shakespeare's Richard III.
I think the whole march is about giving each other encouragement. And there's a lot of self-congratulation going on, people thanking people for having helped them politically and socially. And so we're all helping ourselves and then going back, revived and re-energized, I hope, for the fight ahead.
From beneath the roof.
trouble.
Singer and actress Lorna Luft is currently delighting Washington audiences. She's starring in the revival of Guys and Dolls. Lorna's been a longtime supporter of our community.
Let the skeptics say tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow. Simply go
Sybil Shepherd made her film debut in Peter Bogdanovich's The Last Picture Show, but her name became a household word only when she and co-star Bruce Willis found great success in the TV comedy mystery series Moonlighting.
I'm also here for myself. I would hate to think that if I loved a woman, I would be discriminated against in my work, that my children would be discriminated against, or that people would think that I was a different person because of my sexual choices. I'm the same person with the same strengths and talents and vulnerability and weaknesses, regardless of my sexual choice.
And with the dropping of the banner, the curtain fell on the 1993 march and rally.
And if a picture is worth a thousand words, then we leave you with at least a half dozen chapters of a work in progress.
Something entitled One Step at a Time.
Or the Gay 90s, perhaps, or It's Our Turn.
Something political, comic, sad, glorious, and downright entertaining.
Something both historic and herstoric.
And something with an amazing cast of characters, celebrities, entertainers, politicians, and the real stars of today's events, the diverse family of lesbians and gay men everywhere.
We'll let their voices serve as captions for our parting shots.
And we want to thank you for making this first season of In the Life such a rewarding one.
We are marching for our lives, you see, 'cause no one's free until everyone is. No one's free until everyone is. No one's free.
In the Life is funded in part by 10%, the magazine of people, arts, and culture for lesbians and gay men, and Nora Beverages, makers of Naya Spring Water, a proud supporter of intelligent, entertaining, and informative programming on public television, and the H. Van American Foundation.